Now, you also are situated in a very sacred area for Hawaiians,
it
and that's
the
Wailua
Pihanakalani area, and that means heaven touches the earth. It's been a temple there for a couple of thousand years. The hereditary priestess lives on Oahu, and her great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather established the six temples going right up the mountain to number seven at the top of Wailua.
And so you're situated in...
Temple number five.
Temple number five.
This is temple number five.
It's very apropos for the... If you look at the chakras,
if you look
the communication.
That's the communication chakra. So
that's amazing.
We're doing books and magazines and CDs and videos, and we do communicate. Everybody at the monastery has a computer and an email, and we get hundreds of emails every day, in fact. They're forwarded on to families of our church on mainland who also answer them questions all the time. We have a beautiful internet site, one of the largest ones in Hawaii. So we manage to keep busy. Yeah.
I think it's really wonderful. Barbara Marks Hubbard, who came with that Women of Vision and Action conference, is a futurist.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the Men of Vision
I know
and Action
you
2 and 2 to come up one day. They haven't arrived yet.
And we'll have you as a futurist.
Okay.
But she mentioned when she came here how... In this day and age with communications as it is in technology, it really represents the nervous system of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really quite profound if you look at it that way, that you can move right through the body of the planet with this capability to affect and to communicate with everyone.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Now, this magazine goes out to many, many people around the
world. It goes out to many countries. It's a leadership magazine too, because Hindu leaders in many small countries use it on the radio and on television and in their lectures and temples. So we work very hard to put it out every month. We have a staff of permanent writers and also part-time writers of over 150 working with us in major
throughout the world.
Countries that Hindus are living in. But there's something in it for everybody.
Yes.
It's not only preaching Hinduism. In fact, it really doesn't preach Hinduism. It gives a broad perspective of what one-sixth of humanity is doing, over a billion people, which, live this faith.
Now, it's translated in different languages? Or
actually,
is it just in English?
It's not translated unless somebody would, get on the radio and translate it, being inspired. It's just only in English.
I see. Well, I'm going to take a music break, and when we come back, I'd like to speak about the Lemurian Scrolls. It particularly intrigues me. We're in conversation with Gurudeva, and he's a spiritual leader of the Hindu temple. Actually, Gurudeva, the temple has a name?
It's called the Sanmarga Iravan Temple.
Okay, I wanted to be sure that I put that out. And we'll be back after this music break.